The detained people include four government officials, Manyot Kunit Meyen, the infrastructure minister in the Abyei Special Administrative Area, Chol Por Chol, the Rumamir County Commissioner, Akwe Akon, the Alal County Commissioner, and Deng Tongoch, the Twitch County Commissioner of Warab State. The Twitch County resident Dominic Deng Deng says his cousin, Commissioner Deng Tongoch, has been detained for several months without trial. Deng says he wants his cousin released immediately without condition or be charged with an offense in court.
We are asking the government of the Republic of South Sudan to pull into the gate the issue of honorable commissioner. Let to detain as any individual over the Twitch and Ngok conflict. And then as the family, we are appeal to the concerned authority to pull, taken the right procedure. And he deserves the lawful trial. And he be free from the close detention where we are not monitoring his health condition. We are worried for his personal health and the suffering of his own children at home.
Abyei resident Bar Meyuen says several of his relatives are also being detained in Juba in connection with the Abyei Twitch conflict. Meyuen says long detention without trial violates South Sudanese law. He too is urging authorities to either release those in detention or charge the individuals in court.
Every citizen who is arrested and put in prison or put in detention, he or she does not know why they are arrested. When to go to court is against human rights. Every person who has been arrested in all this process is supposed to be taken to court. It is court to decide. If you are found guilty when you become a criminal and be sentenced, and if you are found not guilty of anything, then you are supposed to be set free.
Bulabeg Deng Kwal, Paramount Chief of the Ngok Dinka in Abyei Special Administrative Area, is also calling for the release of Abyei government officials and SSPDF officers who were detained for allegedly fueling the Twitch Ngok conflict. Kwal is urging the Kiir administration to expedite the trials of officials or release them. He says if they don't, their detainment could fuel more violence.
These people who were arrested, and we don't know why they were arrested, okay? We say if they are arrested, then they should be arraigned in a court so that the court can determine their fate. Or they are set free. We feel that the committee which was formed by the president after they were submitted their report, we hope that the president could take the next step, but we are seeing nothing.
Dozens of people were killed and scores of others were injured 5 months ago when suspected armed militia from Twitch County of Warab State attacked the Anet market in Abyei. Warab State officials said some community members in Twitch County believe part or all of Anet belongs to them. The violence prompted President Salva Kiir to form an 11-member panel headed by the Vice President for Service Cluster, Hussein Abdulbaghi, to investigate the root causes of the conflict between the Ngok Dinka and the people of Twitch County. In May, the United Nations Interim Security Force for Abyei, or UNISFA, said it was concerned about a surge in criminal activity in the area. UNISFA said despite efforts to maintain peace in the region, criminal elements continue to commit acts of violence. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.